This week on the Analog Assault Podcast, episode 112, we're going to be talking about Xboxes and PlayStations bricking, lots of games, and more Star Wars. So, open a can of Crow, and let's go.
You're listening to Analog Assault, a video game podcast by Mulehorn Gaming.
Welcome to the podcast, everybody. Just before we get started, let's get some housekeeping out of the way. If you like our content, consider being a supporter, smashing that sub button on twitch.com/mulehorngaming, where we're live every Thursday night at 8:30 p.m. Central. Also, you can join our Discord or follow us on TikTok, which we will have in the description of the podcast. With that out of the way, how was your guys' weeks? Good. I guess I should introduce everybody since we're not live this time. We got Radical, we got Nate, and we got Raph with us. So,
hello there, people. Life. Hey, I just What's throw my up? Government out there. It's alright, I'm used to it. How's everybody's week been?
Yeah. Good, good. What you guys been playing?
Pretty good. I want to hear what Dark's been playing.
Yeah, let's start with Dark. What have you been playing this week?
Let's see. I started the week playing Call of Duty Cold War, but I'll get into that later on. One of the other topics is going to cover that Cold War issues that I've been having.
Fitting for that title.
Yeah, oh, yeah. For sure.
I just finished up my review for Amnesia Rebirth. Phenomenal game. A hell of a throwback to Amnesia Dark Descent, which came, I believe, in 2010. Amazing horror survival game. Did a lot better than the sequel did, or even the expansion for the original game. They kind of went back to the roots of the game and focused, you know, very heavily on letting you find out most of the story was going on. But it also made it a bit easier for new players. There's a bit of a curve in there. And again, there's some parts, you know, if you've never played the series, you can get a little bit confused and stuff like that on some of the portions. But again, it is a puzzle, you know, game at heart, as well as a survival horror game. I played Among Us with a couple of people. we had some, I guess a couple of people were super frustrated at Call of Duty, so we started playing PUBG again. First off, that game is slow as hell, slower than I much remember, you know, when I put like 600 hours into it the year it came out. But it looks gorgeous. I guess they had a 4K update and patch on the actual game. It looks completely different.
Yeah, like, I jump in there every once in a while to try and get some free stuff. Like, I'll see a tweet or something go out. Like, I'll just log in there. It's like, it looks a lot better than it used to.
Man, dude, I was sitting in the lobby of the original map, the Arendelle one, and it took me until the plane almost launched to realize I was actually on the original map. Like, that's how beautiful the actual map looked. Like, I was just like, wait a minute. You know, I'm in Pachinki right now. What the hell? You know, looking around. We played Rocket League, or as I like to call it, car soccer. And we realized that we're trash at that, but we enjoy attempting to think that we know what we're doing in that game. One of our friends was playing with us and literally scored like 8 goals by himself as we're sitting here bouncing around him, missing all the balls and stuff like that. It was a good time.
I think the first time I ever played that game, I was playing with Underdog, and we were like, oh, we're doing good playing against these bots and stuff. And then, for, you know, Sully, our friend Sully, he is a huge Rocket League fan. Him and a couple of his guys jumped in like, okay, we're gonna do some like duos. I don't think I scored a single goal the whole night. Oh, that guy. He's good. Just told me how bad I am at that game. What about the rest of you guys? Nate, what you been playing? Or watching?
Mostly Valhalla. I haven't actually been playing a ton. Haven't really been watching a lot either. I've been actually reading more. I don't know if any of you have read any of the Brandon Sanderson books, the Cosmere books, but his most recent Stormlight Archive book just came out this week, so I've been focused on that. And there was a novella for last week, so working a lot on that. But when I'm playing, it's either Valhalla or No Man's Sky.
Okay. No Man's Sky. You're playing that on Xbox, I'm guessing.
It's crossplay though.
Yeah, it is crossplay. I've tried that one time with one of our friends, Milk, when he was playing on PC and I was on Xbox, and it was a little rough, but the crossplay had just come out, and that game's always a little rough when they first launch stuff.
Yeah, they just did a next-gen update last week, too, and it just looks incredible. Okay. And the load times...
I think I saw them mentioning that they were going to be doing one.
Yeah, I know. I timed the load-in from, like, the start, from, like, when you select a file, 20 seconds to being on planet and able to move down from, like, several minutes on my original Xbox.
That's wild.
Yeah. I think I remember...
Yeah, that's amazing.
When it launched on PS4, I actually had a PS4 at the time. I think it took me, like, 5 minutes...
Sounds about right.
To get on down. But yeah. That it?
That's really about it. Been watching a little bit of What We Do in the Shadows on Hulu. I don't know if you've seen that one. No. That's fun.
I've heard of that. I have not watched it yet.
It's fun. It's definitely worth watching. Think vampires living in Long Island. I mean, that's the premise of the show, doing everyday stuff. And it's hilarious. Dark just made a face on that. He's like, wait, what?
Dark's like, where did they get that footage of me? I don't know.
Correct yourself, woman. I'm a damn witch. There's a difference.
You're muted.
You're muted. Yep, you're muted.
Uh-oh. Can you fix it? There we go.
He's unmuted. He got it.
I'm good now. I say correct yourself. Cool. I'm a witch, not a vampire. There's a difference.
Oh, my bad. I'm sorry.
But yeah, that's been entertaining. That's dope. Getting ready for Animaniacs to return tomorrow on Hulu.
Is it going to be just the Animaniacs, or are we talking about like the full package of like everything coming back?
I don't know if everything, but Pinky and the Brain have been confirmed, and I think a few others. So, I mean, the important ones are there.
Sure.
Nice. That's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
I also forgot to add that I've been watching anime with my wife more, so that's been going awesome. We've been taking out...
Oh, yeah? Watch anything good?
We've actually gone from the beginning of Boruto, because she watched, you know, in and out of a lot of Naruto and Shippuden. And we're up to, like, episode 139, so she's enjoying it or whatever have you. Like me, though, she enjoys seeing the characters from the original series and what they're doing now in a new one.
Yeah.
I'm not really a fan of any of the newer characters yet, you know, but it also took me, what, almost 900 episodes to really, you know, fall in love with the original characters, so it's a bit of a curve.
I'm only maybe one season into Shippuden, and I still can't get into it.
Finish Shippuden.
I'm trying, but I'm watching so many other things. Like, we'll start that next.
If we'll get there. If you finish Shippuden, or once you start getting, you know, of course, there's gonna be a lot of fillers because that's just Naruto itself. But once it's, you know, it all builds itself up into like the final arc, which is like the fourth ninja war, it makes the whole thing worth it. Like, it literally ties the whole series together perfectly. It's just sad that it took them that many episodes to figure it out.
Right now, my old anime that I'm watching right now is JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. I'm on the final season of that, so once that finishes up, maybe I'll jump back into Shippuden.
Nice. I also started the one with the fire department people. I forgot what the hell that one's called. That was actually
Fire Force. Yeah, that was really good.
Really good. And then we finish Demon Slayer, and she's mad that there's no new season yet. Dealing with that. And I believe Attack on Titan comes back either this week or next week. Attack on Titan comes back for the final season.
Oh, really? I didn't realize it was that soon.
Yeah.
Yeah, but... Oh, yeah. But, Rad, what have you been up to?
What have I been up to? Oh, man. Shocking.
Just and why is it Destiny?
And I've been playing Destiny. I got my necrotic grip today. Feels good. I'm just saying that for crow.
Just a little salty.
Took me 6 tries in that lost sector, and I was 20 levels under. I feel pretty good about it, actually. It was very rewarding after I was done cursing. I did 5 tries in a row, and then I was hungry. I got some noms, and then I came back, and then I got them. So I guess I was just hungry. But Destiny's been pretty enjoyable. I'm a little overwhelmed, I think. We'll probably talk about it in just a little bit. But just because I got so used to having nothing to do, and now there's a lot to do. So I'm just sort of like, you know, sifting through what it is that I'm trying to achieve. And I'm also just very ready for Cyberpunk. So, like, I'm playing this, I'm feeling good about Destiny, but, like, over here in the weekend, nobody can see me. But in the back of my mind, I'm ready for Cyberpunk.
Me too.
But I've not really been playing anything else other than Destiny. Doing that, streaming that.
No Among Us?
No, I haven't played Among Us in about in a couple weeks. I know. Wow. Who am I? That is sus.
That is sure. sus.
I've never played Among Us.
I think I made You're that joke last week. Sorry, everyone. Really good, it is very fun, man. It's great. So I recently did. I was part of an Extra Life charity stream. One of the stream teams that I'm a part of, we did like 48 hours nonstop. So we like batoned, you know, back and forth for over 2 days, which is really nice. We raised over $1,600.
Nice.
Very cool.
And it was nice to be a part of that. Everybody who knows me from my community knows I love charity streams. So that's like something that's one of my favorite things to do through the streaming platform. So that was really great to be a part of that. And then my husband and I are still, you guys will not believe I am caught up on Mandalorian. I've watched all three episodes. That's been really enjoyable. My husband and I really liked that. And we are also still moving through Futurama, which has just been a true joy. You know, it's some of the episodes I haven't seen a lot. I'm like, okay, I see why they didn't play these because they're not as funny. But there are some, you know, that I haven't seen. I saw the one with the Lost City of Atlanta the other day where like Atlanta's in sunken, the Atlantic Ocean. And yep. I had seen that one before, but not in a really long time. And I was like, you know, this one doesn't get played enough. This is very funny. So it's been really
fun.
Don't
forget the movies between the break when the series was on and came back.
Yes, that's right. So there's like those four, like hour and a half, four episodes. Oh, for sure. I've seen the whole thing. It's great. It's just such a clever show, and it's been very enjoyable. But yeah, so that's pretty much what I've been doing. Destiny, Futurama, Mandalorian.
Nice.
I sound like Mule.
Did you get to the episode with his dogs, with Fry's dog?
Oh, we've not gotten there yet. I think that's in season four. We're only in season two, but I know exactly which one you're talking about. And I didn't need that kind of emotional. I didn't need that emotional disturbance right now. Dark. But yeah, so Crow, what have you been doing?
Oh, just same old, all the games. Mm. But no, I'm actually down to three games right now, just because I don't have time, surprisingly. Because everything has content coming out right now. And
you work.
And I'm working now. And oh, yeah. Yes. So, luckily I've got tomorrow off, so I've got a three-day weekend, so I can grind as much to get my light level up high enough. So I've been playing Destiny, Genshin Impact still, and a little bit of PSO2. I finished up the content for PSO2, so that I've kind of put on the back burner, so now I'm hitting it hard on Genshin Impact and Destiny. Genshin had I don't know what you want to call it. Like, I'm not... This is my first gacha game that I've ever played, so, like, the way they do their events and things are kind of interesting. Like, I'm like, oh, this is interesting, and all the other YouTubers and stuff that I see are like, oh, yeah, this is how you do these type of events. I'm like, oh, okay. You go for these things. So grinding those out, that's taken a lot longer than I expected. But enjoying that. And then Destiny 2. I've been really enjoying the stasis. Trying to figure out builds, interesting builds, even though they nerfed us warlocks today, which is really upsetting.
You know what, though? They did, but, like, I couldn't... I'm not always a good... person to talk to because I never noticed anything, but like I couldn't tell that much. I could tell a little tiny bit, but I was still crushing.
When they literally cut your melee range, that projectile's range in half, it really hurts.
Yeah, that I noticed today. I was throwing some icicles and I was like, how did that not hit just then? I actually didn't know that they did that until just now.
They cut it
in
half.
Yeah, like, why am I on this podcast? I don't know.
And then they cut the super down by 6 seconds.
Yeah. I felt it was fast anyway, so I couldn't tell. I don't use it in Crucible, so I definitely
at least
tell.
I mean, it's supposedly fine. They fixed the bug with the damage, so we won't have to worry about that for the raid.
Yeah, which was good. They needed to do that for sure.
A lot of the changes were PvP only, which I'm not too worried about. I didn't really have a problem with them as they were before, but it's whatever.
Yeah.
Just gotta get good.
Story of my life.
But yeah, enjoying that. Don't have my necrotic grips yet. Tried this evening.
Soon.
Tried one run. Got knocked out right at the last minute. Like, he had maybe 10% health. And then I tried to jump in again, and about halfway through it, the game just crashed, and I was like, I've got half hour till the podcast starts. I'm going to get another drink.
You can give it another try after.
Oh, yeah.
It'll be good till 11 your time tomorrow. Yep,
so I've got plenty of time tomorrow as long as I don't sleep until late.
You'll get it. You'll get it.
Yeah. But, yeah, that's what I've been doing. So I guess we want to kind of jump into our first topic, and that is the fact that the brand new PS5 and the Xbox Series X / I don't know if the S is doing it as well, have been bricking.
Funny enough, I haven't heard anything.
Dark, you want to take this one, Dark?
Let's let Dark take this one, since he knows a little bit more about this.
Yes, sadly for anybody who's not in the Discord community or following me on Twitter, I am definitely one of those people who unfortunately found out the hard way that, yes, the new consoles are bricking. There are multiple reasons, but unfortunately right now, one of the biggest reasons seems to be the newest Call of Duty. The Call of Duty Black Ops Activision. Cold War. And a lot of people I know like to sit there and they throw things around, but it's blowing up everywhere. Like, it's not just me. Like, I posted a tweet about it, you know, just upset little tweet about it. It got picked up by several people who retweeted it, and you know, I started following the chain, and you just see all these other people talking about it. So I went and I started doing some digging, and you're looking at the fact that news stations in Australia are picking it up, other channels like Game Rant, and of course Reddit is exploding with information, you know, about this, people asking, you know, quite sincerely, like, hey, is anybody else's system shutting down? And, you know, I started following the rabbit hole on Reddit and stuff, and I was like, okay, maybe it's just the Series X, an issue with that. And it's not. It's the Series X. It's the Xbox One X that's going down. It's the PS5. PS4s are going down. And it's crazy because some people are saying the system gets hot, incredibly hot for some reason. I don't play very close to my console, so I'm not sure if that game is causing the system to get hot. What I will tell you is I played a lot of other games on there, and it didn't get hot. Like, it didn't make a noise. It didn't, you know, do anything. I didn't get any, you know, vape smoke coming out of the top of my Xbox. And this is the Series X, yeah. You know, I got it on launch. No smoke coming out of the top. It wasn't blowing rings or anything like that. And it was nuts. Like, you know, I got it on launch day, which was Tuesday. It took me 3 days, you know, to download Call of Duty. Call of Duty came out Friday. On Friday night, and again, before then, I played a bunch of crap just to see how, you know, fast the system uploads, you know, shit. I played the Star Wars game. Yeah. I played Tetris, which, by the way, if you have any of the new consoles and that Tetris game is available, go pick it up, especially if you're on Game Pass. Phenomenal game.
Which one is that?
The Tetris Effect or whatever the hell it's called. I think it's literally like a 4 gig game or something like that, and it's ridiculously addicting, the way the game actually plays. But, you know, back to the problem at hand, I'm playing, now mind you, this is Friday. The game just released on Friday. Yep. And I played from 8 o'clock. I stream with Rubrik, you know, I help him out, and we're playing live. And towards the end of the stream, I want to say about 10:45, my system just shuts down. Just boom. I'm like, just
no warning at all.
No warning at all. Like, it froze, and I'm like, weird. And just straight down. I'm talking about, like, hard, just all the way powered down. I'm like, oh, shit. My console just turned off. Like, the new console turned off. And, of course, you know, it's a brand new console. It's, you know, in total with taxes and everything, it's like $600. I start freaking out. I run over. I push the button, turn it back on. Nothing. I'm like, oh god, you know, what the hell did it, you know, did do to the console? I push the button again, it turns on. Okay, turn back on. Ooh, thank god. I turn it off. I'm like, you know what? I'm jumping off for the night. This is my Xbox telling me, guys, that, you know, my night's over. I don't want that to happen again. It's like, I don't know what the hell happened. You know, I don't know what I did.
Yeah.
And Yeah, I left it alone. I didn't play it. And come Saturday, I think is... So we're playing Saturday in the afternoon. And, of course, Mark's like, it could have just been a bug. Go ahead and play and, enjoy. I want you to enjoy your console. I'm like, yeah, I want to enjoy my console, too. So, we're just playing casually. And, guys, I got to tell you, I was literally a half an hour into playing. And it froze. It did, like, the weird stutter. You know what I'm talking about. Like, when something freezes, it does that. And just, you literally heard the console. And just down. And I was like, you gotta be fucking kidding me. And I sit there, and I waited. And, of course, I'm in shock, I use, video games and stuff as a way to, help with, like, depression and PTSD. And just, just to have people and stuff to talk with. So, it means a lot, Mm-hmm. It's for some people, it's just a console. Sure. First off, go to hell.
Yeah.
But, I'm sitting there, I'm like, oh my God, hopefully it turns back on. So I walk over to the thing and I hit the button. No power. Oof. And I hit it again and it powers up, like the light goes on. I'm like, oh, thank God. Nothing's happening. Like it's powered, the light turns on, nothing's reacting to the thing. I'm like,
lights are on, but nobody's home.
And I sit there and I'm looking and I'm watching the TV and it's like, no signal found. And I look down and the console makes another and turns off again. I'm like, oh my God. Like at this point, I'm losing my mind. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. This cannot be happening. Like I made it through the Xbox 360 with a core console without ever getting the Red Ring of Death. I made it without any issues on any other Xbox. Lucky. And I'm like, dude, I'm Xbox fanboy. And of course, I'm like,
yeah,
like this can't happen. Like, do it to anybody but me. Don't do it. Like now, like this. Come on. I bleed. I fucking have a tattoo on my hand. With the symbol on it and stuff like that. And I did it over and over again. At this point, like, I'm starting to freak out. I'm like, oh my God. Like, and of course, I go online. I'm like, is there any way to fix this? Can I do a hard reboot? And then I started seeing the things pop up on Twitter. Xbox is having issues with Call of Duty. I'm like, and somebody posted a link in my Discord. Maybe you downloaded both versions, which I did when I first started downloading it. I realized it was trying to download the Xbox One X version and the Series X version, but I caught that and I stopped it before it started the download on the Xbox One X version of it. So I was like, all right, that's not the issue. I only had this version on it. I had it on, the actual console.
Yeah.
Or whatever have you. So what's the issue? And I'm like, maybe if I can just get it on, I can delete the game and save my console. You start coming up with all kinds of shit, and nothing. Yep. I moved it to TVs. I switched over. I work for an IT company that ships out supplies to hospitals and stuff. Dude, I have plenty of cables and stuff. I'm like, it's got to be the cable. it's a different cable. I've got like 5 TVs in my house. I'm walking around the house with the thing trying to plug it into different TVs. Like, you ever see like a kid who has a toy that has like no batteries and he's just walking everywhere? Like, somebody please help me with this thing. It's broken. And I had to fight every urge I had to not take the system and just like throw it into a fucking wall. And I was like, if they do that, I'm not getting any money back. And, and I call Microsoft. And again, after 90 minutes of waiting, Microsoft is like, did you buy it through us? No. Who'd you get it from? Amazon. You're going to have to call Amazon.
I thought their policy was that if you send it back,
I was like, I thought you guys were supposed to help or fix or just tell me how to do a factory reset without being able to get into the console and do a factory reset. I know there's a way, a back end way to do a factory reset. I know how to do it on the other Xbox. How you do it? Unfortunately, the information. I was like, oh, okay. So I call Amazon and Amazon dudes, and like at this point, I'm snapping. I'm usually pretty good at customer service because it usually is much easier getting things that you need. And the guy's like, dude, there's nothing. Like, we don't have it anymore. Like, we can refund you and we can do this. I was like, can you exchange it? Can you get it from anywhere? Nope. No exchanges, no nothing. We got nothing available right now. Just can do a full refund for you. I had an easier time refunding the console than I did the damn service plan to fix my console. They're like, we've had your service plan. You've already had it for 2 months. I was like, bitch, just because you charged me for the service plan in September when I pre-ordered doesn't mean I've had, the actual item for the service plan. Give me my money back. And then, of course, fuming and stuff, I started digging, and all these articles started popping up. And it's like, you know, because of course you don't want to be like, it's Call of Duty, it's Call of Duty, or whatever have yeah. you, that's doing it. And again, you know, I have to throw in there, allegedly, you know, just in case Microsoft or Activision decide to listen to the podcast, allegedly, a lot of people allegedly saying that, you know, it's your game. But, okay, so I'm like, all right, you know, let me relax, let me put my Xbox, thank God I didn't trade that in. Thank God I did not trade in my X1, and I was planning on doing the whole shutdown with different yeah. people.
I know, oof.
And, you know, I plug it in, and of course, I'm like, you know, I still got to finish the review, because, again, for the website, you yep. know, doing the review for Call of Duty, everybody made me the Call of Duty guy, so now I'm doing the review for it. Thanks, Snake, if you're listening to this.
I think you made yourself the Call of Duty guy.
So, we're sitting there, and I'm like, all right, and I load it back up, and I start playing and stuff, and I get, like, an hour into playing on my Xbox One X, not the Series X, the One X,
yep.
and the fucking thing turns off again. Like, now my X, my One X powers down. I'm like, oh hell no. Nope.
This game is cursed.
You know, I jump up and I run over there. And luckily, you know, I had enough information to do my initial review. And I technically have enough information to do a full review now. Like, I can do the full review mm-hmm. now, but I was trying to, you know, get more information to do, you know, whether or not I enjoyed a certain part of the game, which as of right now, it's no, I don't enjoy that part of the game. I didn't really get to do much with it. But like, I'm like, oh my God, it's not just the console. I didn't just, because a lot of the other reports were the consoles were just breaking, like something is wrong manufacturally, which again is mm-hmm. a different issue that is popping up. There are other people who are just getting duds in the console, and Microsoft is acknowledging the fact that what they say it was like anywhere from 1-10% of the consoles or something's wrong manufactured with the chipset or something like that. I was like, guys, I was like, you're in position to win this console generation, and you repeat the Red Ring of Death on the new console. Like that can't happen. That's a very scary thought to have something like that happen. But you know.
People are going to be sticking their Series X's in their ovens and stuff again.
Yeah, it's interesting that you say it like that, because we had so much back and forth about, like, the console war. And not that, I mean, Xbox is not losing by any sense of the term, because it does feel like it's more on, like, the game side than it is the actual console side. But, like, when you say something like that, it's really interesting, because at least here at Mulehorn, a lot of us went in like, yeah, Xbox is winning. And I don't know how many PS5s have bricked for the same reason, but it's like, it's just one of those interesting things that's like, PlayStation didn't like market very well, but are they having the same issues? It's kind of just an interesting
but here's another interesting take on that though. For a lot of people who are sort of into video games and stuff like that, everybody knows that even though the 360 did the whole Red Ring of Death and was, you know, hundreds of them, thousands of them even were breaking, they still won that generation.
Yes, they like, did. That's
it's
true.
One of those weird yeah. things where, one, you've been kind of getting your asses handed to you by PlayStation for, you know, a long time. Two, mm-hmm. we were kind of hoping this whole console war thing would have been over. You guys thanked each other on Twitter, yeah. congratulates on your launches and stuff. And this, you know, Xbox is breaking on mass scale. Some PlayStation's breaking. Yeah. Like, nobody wants that, dude. People are trapped in their homes. These are escape things, you know. Whether you watch TV with them, whether you play with your family, whether you're hardcore gamers, like, this is definitely not the time, you know, especially 2020, not the time for, you know, brand new consoles being launched to just decide that after a total of, I don't know, 10 hours total of using the damn thing, that it just decides it wants to die.
Yeah.
It's a shame.
All I can say is, my old job, we built things to test these chipsets. If the companies were still doing stuff, maybe this wouldn't have happened.
Yeah. It sucks, but I will say yeah. the time I had with the console was amazing, though. Like, with yeah. the console, that fucking console
That's
is
good.
Amazing. And I have a lot of faith in it. I just don't want to get another one and have it be broken.
Yeah. It seems like, yes, the consoles themselves have some problems, but another larger issue is the Cold War game. Which is, yeah, like you said, I did a quick search. Like, I'd seen some, like, little, can't have words. I'd see some little rumblings around on the internet of people saying things were bricking. I thought it was just some more just people getting upset again, like with the hoax thing with the Xbox smoking. But yeah. Then, like, when this I saw that, legit. No, it's in the show notes for the podcast, I did a quick, like, search on YouTube just to see what people were putting on videos up for. And there's a lot. And actually kind of surprising to my surprise, a lot more PlayStation videos than Xbox. So it's not just Xboxes. Like, we've been talking mainly Xbox just because that's what most of us play, if we're going to play a console. But, yeah, it's both sides, and I'm scared if it has affected any PCs yet. I haven't seen anything.
Yes, about PCs. It actually has myself. It has shut down people who play on PC, because we play with Truth and somebody else.
It shut his PC down? Yeah,
it shut Truth's PC down. It shut Ray's PC down, who's been playing with us, and it's, you know, a dashboard that we didn't power off the computer. I don't think it has a really good
dashboarding. Okay.
But it dashboarded them out, and then the thing that they used to open it, which I believe is still the launcher for them, wouldn't relaunch immediately. Like, it had a hard time doing that. So it is definitely something to do with the internal coding of the game.
Yeah, I don't know what launcher Activision does. Do they have their own launcher?
They use the same one for Diablo. So whatever one that you use Blizzard. For Diablo, the Blizzard.
Oh, Blizzard.
One, yeah. Is it Blizzard?
Yeah, that is wild. That's where I come back to your statement about, like, Xbox needs to figure this out, which they could have their own issues, especially if they give you that stat that's, like, however much percent could potentially have an issue. But, like, man, Activision needs to figure that out. That is 100% on them. Something is wrong with I don't know if it's their coding or the way it's networking, and that's the extent of any words that I could possibly use to sound like I know what I'm talking about. But, like, something is amiss there. Yeah. Like, that is bad.
Yeah, we were talking before the cast. We were, like, that Activision is not saying anything. Like, the right. Silence is deafening.
They might not even know what it is, but they got to figure it out fast. They're going to break people's stuff.
Activision's been so good lately with being like, oh, this is broken. You know, it'll take us a week or two to fix it with Warzone and Modern Warfare. But then to have, like, your newest outing go out like this and just be radio silent, like, just, like, you know, if we don't look at them, nobody will notice that we broke everybody's machines.
And with all their heavy advertising on it. I mean, I was watching the football game before this and saw two or three commercials for it.
It's...
Right.
Yeah. Oof. I wonder, like, you know, there's some people, I mean, Darkie may be one of the people who would, you know... I don't know what other action you could take for that happening, but Activision's probably already like, we gotta prepare for people to start asking us to refund or something for their consoles. Because if they can target that it's the game and not the consoles, which it sounds like as more and more people are experiencing this and they're seeing it happen potentially on PlayStation and PC and Xbox, Activision's gonna be under fire.
Yeah.
They're going to be responsible for refunding these people. Yeah, or at least people are going to try to get them to refund them.
This could hurt Activision a lot. I just thought about considering next week is Black Friday. If they haven't said anything by then, I could see a lot of people just be like, no, I'm not going to do Call of Duty because it's been screwing everything up.
Yeah.
And then it trickles down to every other IP that they have. You know, if we can't trust them to do this and this is breaking that, like, what else coming out or what else potentially that's getting an update can be potentially game breaking? You know, like, it's.
Yep. Exactly.
Shout out to Destiny for now, separating.
Is Cold War running on any different engine?
No. Cold War is using the same engine that, used, that Modern Warfare used. They just did a couple of different tweaks, so it is the same baseline engine. That's one thing about all Call of Duty games, that whatever Infinity Ward uses for their engine, everybody else in sequence uses that engine, so Infinity Ward makes the next one, or until they use the next one.
Gotcha. Mm. So it's not,
Well, for the sake of their... company, they gotta figure it out, or they're gonna lose sales, people are gonna start coming after them, and
the weird thing is, I hope it's not one of those things where they know as of right now, let's not all be, you know, not notice it, but we all know all their money right now is coming from Warzone. Like, that whole free-to-play market right now is literally feeding the entire thing. So I hope it's not one of those things where they're like, well, Warzone's not broken, so F everybody else who put the new game, like, we'll just keep feeding things in the war zone. Like, I hope that's not what's going on, because they're getting prepared for the Warzone update. I want to say the 3rd of December. That seems to be the big focus right now, where it ties in Warzone, Modern Warfare, and Black Ops into one, you know, shared experience type game. So,
yeah.
I don't know. It's gonna be nuts, man. Like,
yeah, let's just hope they can get their shit fixed.
Yeah.
Sooner rather than
definitely later. Have to something to keep an eye on. Yeah. You know.
Yeah, it's definitely, you know, something to watch out for.
As more and more get sold, and yeah, and certainly as more and more get sold, the consoles rather, and just seeing, are people even buying it? Are people gonna bother? Are people buying it not realizing, and then more and more consoles are going to get destroyed, or PCs or
and
whatever?
You know what's going to happen next? Like, if it is gets traced back to that, if Sony and Microsoft don't turn around and put Activision under the bus for it, then everybody's going to be like, why am I going to buy a new console or stress about getting this damn thing if it's just going to break? You know, like, we don't know why it's breaking. Like, right. They have to acknowledge and put a face to what it actually is, or it's going to hurt console sales for the rest of the year and possibly to the beginning of next quarter.
Well, somebody, yeah, exactly. Somebody needs to find out, like, they need to pinpoint what's happening.
They don't already.
And it seems like it's Activision, but.
Again, you know, it's one of those weird things where you don't want to kind of go after the juggernaut, so they're just sitting there and they're like, right. I don't know if I want to go out there. But dude, it is killing your, you know, your console sales. You need to say something.
And we could see something interesting at Christmas, too, with if there are a bunch of people who bought consoles for Christmas, holding on to them already, don't know about this. Because I could see a lot of the people who are holding onto the consoles for Christmas gifts and maybe bought Cold War. You know, two or three days after Christmas, we could see a whole bunch of more of these reports.
Oh, yeah, then you start getting the more vocalized parts of society, you know, whether, you know, not even being, you know, weird or anything, but like, dude, God forbid a Karen gets a hold of a broken Xbox for her kid or something like that.
Boy.
Are you not a Karen, Dark?
I find myself to be more of a Kyle or a Pablo.
Okay, fair. GG.
He's a dick.
I mean, I'm not going to lie to you guys. I fully would probably Karen. I would be really upset. And for similar reasons as to what Dark listed, it's expensive. Yep. I'm not even going to, like, mince words there. If I spend a lot of money on something and it breaks 2 days into having it, I'm going to be mad about it. Second, I also, not for the same reasons as Dark, but, like, gaming's a big part of my life. Mm-hmm. Like, if that was the main console that I was going to be, like, spending my free time or streaming, like, I earn revenue from streaming, like, you know, trying to do that, and I couldn't anymore, I'd be like, no, we're going to care in this. I'm going to do it. I don't have any shame. It's fine.
All right. Let's move on to some of the new games coming up, going from one cold to another, going back into...
A little bit of Beyond Light. This week, we had The Crow.
The Crow Returns. He opened a can of Crow.
He opened a huge can of Crow
mm-hmm. on a different, couple of different destinations, for sure.
Yeah, so this week, we had the Season of the Hunt start, officially, for Beyond Light, and we kind of had a little thing where we had to go try to help Osiris, because rest in peace, Sagira was killed, which I was very upset about.
Spoilers.
Saw a lot of people using the Sagira shell.
She's a cool ghost.
She was.
For sure. Better than our ghost.
Yeah.
She would have been like, yeah, you take that darkness and have fun with it. I had to listen to my ghost monologue for 10 minutes about how terrible of a person I am.
Mm-hmm. And then say he was sorry when he was it.
Yeah, I was like, I don't want your apologies. No. But yeah, so what are your thoughts on this season? On the Wrathborn Hunts?
As far as, like, the actual game mechanics and stuff go, I enjoy it because it requires you to do strikes to charge the device, which I just love doing strikes as it is. It's like, that's my little, like,
that's
monotonous
activity
grind thing. We just jump in a strike, throw something on, throw an anime on. And do that, just grind some strikes. The gear, it's kind of interesting how it rotates. Like, every time you complete a hunt, it seems to change what the drop is going to be your next time you want to do one. So that's interesting. It makes you kind of pick and choose, like, oh, I've got these two weapons as possible. Which one do I really want? Because next time it might not be there. Which is interesting.
Yeah.
Wait, you mean like if you go after a specific piece of gear, if you only have a choice between two versions of it or something?
No, well, so there right now, as of right now, I have four options of a target to go chase after. Each of those targets has a specific drop it's going to give you. So say it's going to give me the seasonal helmet on one. And another target has the new linear fusion rifle. I have to decide, okay, which one of these do I really want? Because as soon as I finish one of them, the drop that the four bosses are there is going to switch. Now, it could switch and somehow be the same one. And they'll come back around eventually, obviously. But just for your next one, it seems to be changing. I haven't done enough. I've only done the weekly five.
Yeah.
It's interesting, but the story's got me a little intrigued. Because this is the first time we've seen Uldren / Crow since end of Forsaken, when we found him or saw that he got rezzed, which they've...
Did we?
Yeah. Some of us did.
Yeah.
They changed his ghost name, which I'm actually kind of glad. I wasn't really into the whole pulled pork name. But I have to figure out, Dark, you'll like this. I'm pretty sure the voice actor for his ghost is Tanjiro, the dubbed version of Tanjiro. I have to double check, because there's one clip where it's just like it's just dead on, but then other things I found weren't so on. But Crow stole my name, got a little identity theft going on over there, a little upset about it. But he's interesting, like, he keeps making comments about, like, oh, can you remember anything, Rad? Because I can't think. Like, I get quips that he makes.
The thing that everybody is, like, going nuts over is there's a quote on a weapon or something. I don't know right now. And it says, I think it's on a sniper of some sort.
Okay.
And it says, I should pull it up, but do you ever get that feeling, you know, right when you have the shot in your sights, sometimes I just close my eyes and shoot. Mm. And it's like a similar callback to like when he killed Cade.
Yep.
Spoilers. And, you know, because he lined up his shot and then closed his eyes and then shot Cade dead. And so people are like going wild over that. But certainly like the feedback that I've seen listening to people's streams and then seeing stuff on Twitter... I don't go on Reddit as much as I probably should, but I'm sure it's the same on Reddit, is that, people are kind of like wishy-washy. Like, do I like Crow? Do I hate him? Because Uldren, I happen to be in the party of like, he doesn't even know he's Uldren. So like, let's enjoy Crow. Let's not forget that at some point, because people hate us, the story is we're going to become friends with Crow. And then the story is going to be, Crow's going to find out that we killed him. Because he killed Cade, and then we're all gonna have emotions. So you know, I think that it's really good storytelling, especially for Destiny, which is not always the greatest storytelling experience.
Yeah.
So it's cool to have this kind of lore. At least, well, you know what, the lore is always good, but it's nice to have this kind of storytelling, kind of right in front of us. I'm really interested in seeing just like. How long Crow's in the picture? Is he now... A lot of people think he's going to become the Hunter Vanguard. Just sort of like, how long does he stay with us? Is he like with us now until the Witch Queen? Things like that. So, yeah. It'll be interesting.
And I don't think he knows either. He seems very unsure about himself.
He doesn't know...
It's a complete 180 from Uldren. Like, Uldren's this uppity, high, and mighty guy that's always a holier-than-thou personality. And right. Now he's very this little timid boy who doesn't know what he's doing, taking orders from the spider.
Yeah, for sure. And I think it'll be interesting to see, like, at some point, like, Mara's gonna come back, and, you know, that reaction, and or if Petra sees him, like, what's gonna happen with that? Mm-hmm. You know, it's funny, too, I just thought of, like, the Wrathborn hunts are on Dreaming City, and I like that Petra's like, oh, yeah, no, for sure. You're just going on these Wrathborn hunts that are just in the Dreaming City now. Mm-hmm. You don't think she would know. She'd be like, yeah, that's Uldren, we're gonna kill him. But whatever.
Well, as far, like, I think it's, because I think her sight, or what she sees, is it's Spider. Like, Spider's running.
That's true. Things. Eh, I know. I'm just saying.
And it's interesting, like, there was one line that I caught where Uldren made a comment about, like, he wanted to, or he thought about going to the city, but then Spider told him that it probably wasn't the best idea for him.
Yeah.
Thought that was a good little callback. But yeah,
that's true.
It's hard because I don't like him. Like, no one likes him because they know who he is, but he's not that person anymore at the same time.
People hold a grudge, man.
Yeah.
I mean, we could go back and forth with this all day, but people hold a grudge.
The same
people loved Cade.
Yeah.
I'm a bad person to talk to about it because I'm like, Cade Schmade.
We kind of had the whole same situation with Anna, in a way, with the Stranger.
That lore is way better.
No, I mean, like, as far as, like, or Elsie's not, like, so sure about Anna, just because of her, in her own timeline.
Right.
She wants to be there for her, but she doesn't want her to fall into it, so she's trying to distance herself. Are we going to do that, like, are we going to try and help Crow, or are we going to try and distance ourselves from him? Because, say, the tower finds out that we're working with him. Is that going to cause problems? I mean, no, Zavala's already upset with us about using stasis.
Tune in next season.
Who knew?
Destiny 2. I don't know. It's going to be really interesting. I'm looking forward to it. There's a lot to do in Destiny right now, which is not bad. It's just, like, different than it's been for 6 months.
Yeah.
But it feels good. I'm looking forward to seeing what comes next for the game. I think it's going to be good. There's a lot of good storytelling going on, believe it or not, as I mentioned. Yep. And
Raid this weekend?
Yeah. The Raid, yes. I actually meant to mention that earlier. I always watch. I don't try and do the world's first run because it's too stressful for me, but I love watching it. I always root for King Gathalion's team. I love Gathalion. I'm a fangirl for sure. He liked a tweet of mine today, which, you know, hard eyes. And then also, like, I really enjoy Miss 5000 Watts, so I'll also be rooting for her team too. But I'm looking forward to it. I was dumb and I invited my parents over on Saturday. But I'll just have... I have to go to the bathroom. And then just sit in here for a while. You okay? Yeah, I'm fine. I ate something funny. You know.
So. Yeah. And it's going to be the Deepstone Crypt, which I'm excited. So.
Yeah.
Finally get to see that.
It'll be good.
After, what has it been? 7 years? 6 years? We've been hearing about it. Finally get to see it.
Here we go.
But yeah.
That's it.
But what other games?
All right.
What are the games do we want
to... Well, I know that Dark played a little bit of Cold War. I mean, did you want to go into the...
Well, from what I did play, I will say, and again, I'll cover a lot more of this when I do my full review. I think right now, as compared to Modern Warfare, because you have to compare the two of them together, it's been happening for years. The gunplay in this game went back to the way it was in the original Black Ops. Which is...
I like that one.
Yeah, which is very boots on the ground. Very a little bit more spongy than Modern Warfare was. The guns are unbalanced, though. So some of them, their hit detection is broken. And some of them, their hit detection is god tier. Like, the MP5 in the game. Like, you can snipe people with an MP5. But, God forbid, you know, you have, like, an M16. And you're looking at the dude. And he just happens to glance at you. And just, you know, right in the face. It's back and forth. People love it. People hate it. I think they cater too much to the casuals in this one. There are no more kill streaks in this. It is back to score streaks. And it's kind of weird because, like, even if you're on, like, a good kill streak where you normally would be able to call them, like, a UAV, like, you know, your 4 or your 3 kills or whatever have you, You kind of have to, like, wait. Like, it just seems to be like they're restricting the use of a lot of your kill streaks, which is fine, I guess. But then...
So they're, like, limiting the amount of
kill streak actions? Yeah, it goes by points, but then one of the things about kill streaks versus score streaks is with kill streaks, the people who earn them, but they'll come at different points in the match. With score streaks, it kind of seems like everybody gets them at the same time. So, like, mm-hmm. it'll go be, like, nothing, and then it'll be, like, a UAV's inbound. Then it'll be called an UAV, and, like, you hear it, like, six times. Then you hear, like, a helicopter come out. And then you hear, like, and it's, like, the last half of a match is literally nothing but all the kill streaks going off at once that all these people have earned. And that can get kind of annoying and ruin the tempo and the gameplay of a lot of things. The maps are really nice. I will say that. Like, a lot of the newer maps are really nice. Some of the reskins mm-hmm. on some of the classic maps are actually nice. Nuketown hasn't come out yet. That is actually due to come out soon. I know a lot of people are looking forward to that. For me, this year, the highlight's been the story. Like, the story mode in this one is... It's good. Like, it is... I'd give credit to, like, you know, when they redid the soft redo of Modern Warfare. But, damn, like, this one, it went kind of nuts on how they actually pulled off the story in this. You get to make your mm-hmm. own character, and it's not just, you know, slap together your own character. At points, it kind of is, but you don't really get to see them. But the cool thing is, since you're in, like, the CIA type thing, they give you a dossier, and they go, oh, this is the person you're going, and you go through the dossier, and you're picking whether or not you're a girl, you're a boy. They also have gender neutral is actually a choice as well. So they gave, you know, boy, girl, gender neutral. And then you do your background, like, where were you? Were you ex-CIA, were you ex-military, were you ex-Russian, you know, and then some of, like, the things, like, oh, this guy fights too much, so you get, like, bonuses to melee damage and stuff like that, like, so when you start going through, like, nice. Different story things, you get different perks, like, oh, this guy's paranoid, so you pull up the gun faster, you know, like, there's so many different things, but a lot of those things actually tie into some of the things that the story characters actually say to you and how they treat you. So, like, if you're paranoid, like, they'll be saying more things like, you know, I'm not trying to get you, like, nervous or whatever have you, but we need, like, this information. So they approach you a bit differently in the actual story. And I was like, wow, that's a weird little, you know, nudge they did on that. The story is kind of weird and convoluted, as most Call of Duty Black Wars, Black Ops stories are. There are mm-hmm. multiple endings. There are side missions that if you're playing it, do not do the side missions first. I implore you to read what it actually tells you, that you need to do other missions to collect information to properly do the side missions. It's the payoff is worth it. The payoff to figuring out what's really going on really ties into you doing those side missions properly. They'll let you do them, and they'll let you finish them, but mm-hmm. once you finish them, you can't go back and do them properly. So you can only do it, you only have, like, one clean shot to finish it, and if you do it without getting everything you need to do it, then you don't truly get everything you need out of it. So,
interesting.
They had those. Zombies is amazing. There's no tie-in to any of the actual older stories or the ongoing Black Ops stories that they had with the Aether cast or with any of the other casts for Zombies. You come in with your create a character thing, and I think that has more to do with the fact that it is going free-to-play, so Zombies is going to be like Warzone, where you can actually play that for free as a separate download. I don't think it is now. I think it starts in December. And again, you know, you build the character, you go in. There is a crap ton of Easter eggs. There is callbacks to every version of Zombies in the thing. Hell, the actual map that you're playing on is the one from World at War. So, like, when you actually start this map, it's actually the original throwback from Call of Duty World at War that actually started the whole Zombies thing.
Okay. I never played that one specifically.
It was also the second map that they released in Black Ops. So the one that's just a little building and you were boarding up windows from inside, you're actually playing that, but from the outside in. That's actually pretty interesting. Like, you have to get into that building. Aside from that, like, I don't know. I think a lot of it, you know, with a lot of the crashes and stuff, takes away a lot from it. But I think the fact that the biggest element of Cold War, and again, for anybody who plays Call of Duty, is the multiplayer. And for me, a lot of the multiplayer feels broken. Like, it feels like they went to do something like a throwback-ish thing, and they kind of went to restart, and they went too far back, and it wasn't like enough innovation in the actual gameplay. So it kind of feels like it was left behind as compared to Modern Warfare. And to be honest, If I was to even remove the whole, you know, crashing and breaking consoles thing, there isn't really much into that would actually get me to stop playing Modern Warfare. Like, I would probably keep playing Modern Warfare and Warzone versus playing this one if it wasn't for, you know, maybe getting some unlocked skins and stuff like that. So, that's my take on that.
Gotcha. Yeah. Now, I haven't played, and I don't think Brad has either, but has anyone played Spider-Man? Because I know that came out.
I had it, but I've been watching other people play it.
I've been watching other people play
it. That is a beautiful damn game. Holy crap, that game is beautiful, and it is, you know, it's something to definitely want to pick up. I don't know if you noticed, Red. Did everybody here watch Into the Spider-Verse?
Yep.
All
right. Oh, you're going to talk about the frame rate thing, aren't you?
Yeah, the frame rate thing, being a person who's done animation before, that is the sweetest thing that they've actually put in the game, with the fact that they have him animated on the seconds versus being animated on the first frame.
It's really cool that they did that, because they brought the Into the Spider-Verse suit to Spider-Man, but they didn't do that. To my knowledge, in Spider-Man, right?
No, they didn't do it in the Spider-Man game, but if you have the suit game, the Miles Morales suit with the in Spider-Verse?
Right, in Miles Morales they do it, right. but in the 2018 game they didn't do it, but you could still get the suit. So it was really cool that they brought that feature and in there. You know what, I don't know, did they add that feature to the remastered Spider-Man game?
I don't think so. I think it's something specifically for the Miles to Morales Miles. One.
Okay. Yeah, that's really cool. I watched a little bit of it. One of my favorite Let's Play guys, actually I watched him play. He was the one who I watched do Horizon Zero Dawn, and I watched him do Spider-Man, and I watched him do Plague Tale, which is a great game. But he started uploading his Miles Morales Let's Play. So I was chilling watching that last night. It looks great. I'm not going to get it probably just because, this is terrible. I really like Spider-Man, and I, 2018, and I kind of just want to like move forward with that, you know, kind of like you guys, you Miles Morales people, you do your Miles Morales thing. I'm going to stay over here in Spider-Man, but, I don't know. It's just like, I don't want it to ruin it. I don't know. I can't explain it. It's just like, I was watching somebody who I know play. He's like a big Spider-Man guy, and he was like, it's okay. Like, it doesn't have the same, immersion, I guess. Because, like, in Spider-Man 2018, all of the suits were, like, from something. Except for the one that they made. And he was telling me that in Miles Morales, a lot of the suits in this game, they just made up. They weren't from anything. And he was like, he's like, I can't deal with it. And I was like, oh, God, now I know that, and I can't deal with it
But either. That's also because of the time frame of how many different suits Spider-Man had in the comic books versus the amount that Miles had already.
It looks, I want everybody to enjoy it. I'm just not going to play it. Plus, I got Cyberpunk coming. I don't have time for anything. I haven't even finished Ghost of Tsushima yet, for Pete's sake.
And don't forget, aren't there the glitches with Spider-Man turning into trash cans and pieces of wood and stuff, too?
What?
I think what? I've seen that, actually. Yeah. That. There's like these really funny glitches.
Spider-Man turned into different PlayStations.
Yeah.
Or that's just one of his new powers. It's fine.
Spider-Man plays prop hunt.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, if you don't have that on PC, it's free and it's amazing.
Yeah.
I'll have to get it. But yeah, so I've heard just really good things about Miles Morales, and everything I've watched of it seems great. I mean, it's, you know, the web shooting, flying through the air, slinging, that's the word I was looking for. Looks great. That was so fun in Spider-Man.
Dude, I spend too much time doing that. It's like just sitting around the city. Like, yeah, I'm from here.
The amount of times I've started, like, I would fly into the Avengers building and just run straight up it. I mean, it took like 2 minutes. It was great. I complain about how long it takes to get from one part of Europa to the other, but I'll run up Avengers Tower for 2 minutes, and I'm not upset about it. It's fine.
That's awesome.
It's great. So, but yeah. I hope if anyone listening is playing Miles Morales, you guys are loving it. And that's what matters, really.
Indeed.
Yeah.
So.
What else we got?
Well, I think that Mandalorian happened.
Mandalorian did happen.
The other thing that's that's listed on our game notes, or excuse me, on our notes is Game Awards. But I personally think we can hold Game Awards until like the third when we come back.
Yeah, I agree.
That'll be the week prior.
Yeah,
yeah. But Mandalorian. So we can
build up more fever and
Mandalorian
we hate
though
the votes or not.
Is everyone caught up with Mandalorian?
Yes.
We can end. I think ending with Mandalorian is good.
Yes.
Yeah. So. This episode was, we finally got off the ice planet.
Hold on.
Right.
If anybody's listening to this, if you have not watched.
This is spoilers.
This is spoilers. If you have not watched it, we love you. Skip a couple bits. I will tell you when spoilers are over.
But it's been a week. By the time this comes out, it will have been over a week. We've had time. The next episode's already out.
The fourth one will be out. So this is spoilers for episode 3.
Yep. I don't remember.
There's
the name
not
of this
too
episode,
much to talk about in episode. It's not The Passenger. That was episode 2, or 9, or whatever. However they're calling it. But I forgot what this one's called. But this is for the third episode of series 2.
Season 2. Yep. So he finally gets off the planet. The weird little frog people meet up.
Oh, I love them. I want to be their parent.
See, I just want to see what those frog eggs taste like. Just fry one up and see what it tastes like.
I don't want to know. I just want to take that little frog lady, cup her face in my hands, and just love her.
And now
she's so cute.
At the end of that episode, since he left Baby Yoda with the frog couple, was the child getting ready to eat the baby, or was he actually coming to like it and enjoy it as a pet almost?
I think the latter, but they kind of wanted you to think both. My husband actually looked at me and said, if he eats this baby, I'm not going to watch it anymore. I'm going to stop.
He really eats enough of them.
Yeah, so luckily, my husband will still watch with me.
Until next week.
Until next week when he comes out of the room and has like a
tail sticking out of his mouth. But,
but they left. Right. They're not there still.
Yeah, so this episode finally meets some other Mandalorians.
Oh, that was a good one too.
I'm horrible with her name.
Bo-Katan.
Bo-Katan. Yeah.
Bo-Katan shows up, and we've seen her for a long time. She's been in Clone Wars. She was in Rebels.
Same lady voice acting
really
too.
Cool to see. Yep.
Yeah.
And they did a good job, like making her Clone Wars character and Rebels character look like her. So it worked well. Finally get to see them, and like the first thing that really, like, I was wondering how they were gonna do it in the Mandalorian was the fact that they take their helmets off.
Yeah,
like I knew, like, obviously we've seen Clone Wars and Rebels, and they take their helmets off all the time, and but then like with Mandalorian they're all like, nope, you never take your helmet off. So the way they tied that in to the lore, I really enjoyed, to where like the group that he came from, the
Death Watch,
but they called it something like he was part of something like
it was basically like
the Death Watch, I think.
Yeah, it was like a really like
Child of the Watch.
Yeah, Child of the Watch.
Yeah, yes, exactly.
They call them that.
Zealots or religious zealots or whatever have you to say.
Yep, they're more
zealots.
Exactly, like religious zealots, and they're a little more strict in the like super old ways. And it definitely seemed like it threw him off at first. Well, obviously he didn't think they were Mandalorians at first. And then he kind of warmed up to them. I was really surprised that with the female Mandalorians that they went with the helmets that they did. Because, like, those were more of a style that was in the Clone Wars. And I thought it was just, like, artistic direction that they went with, being more, like, rounded around the eyes and things.
Oh, yeah.
I saw a lot of people blowing up and getting really mad on Twitter about the fact that the female Mandalorians had, like, caved, or, like, a breastplate.
Convex?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't they? I'll speak on that. Listen to me. You guys can't see me right now, but you can sometimes see me. Some of you may know what I got going on. If I have a chest piece that does not allow my upper area to fit, I'm going to be real unhappy. It's going to be really uncomfortable. And people got to get over that Mandalorians have boobs.
Yep.
When if they're ladies. Like, just, that's it. So, get over it. Enough. Women have breasts. Move on. That's the answer.
Yeah, I was like, I saw it on Twitter. I'm like, I'm just not even going to go Stump. There with this. I'm not even going to jump in this.
It looked great. First of all, it wasn't even, you know what the problem a lot of times is that when that happens, like, women's armor gets so overly sexualized, it doesn't even make sense. These women look great. It was like, it was a functional armor set. And that's why people didn't like it, Crow. I'm just get on my soapbox for a second.
It wasn't, it wasn't too far one way or the other.
Right. If they had midriff showing, like Padme in Attack of the Clones, nobody would be complaining.
You'd have a few, but not nearly as many.
I wouldn't. I have that pop. She's behind me.
Nice.
So. But anyway. Yeah. I thought it was fun to see them. But I would say probably Bo-Katan and Fam was not the biggest surprise of the episode.
No, hell no. That was not the biggest surprise. At the end was...
Yeah, well, you know who we haven't heard speak very much is, and I know this is a lot coming from me giving up my speaking time, but Nate, what did you think of the end of the episode?
I mean, I enjoyed it. I like the little name drop of Ahsoka, which I don't think we'll see next week. If we do, it'll be very briefly at the end. But just since Dave Filoni is directing episode 5, that's where we'll see the bulk of Ahsoka. And I wonder if we'll start seeing things come together a little bit. Because, you know, I had rewatched season 1 just before season 2. And you get a lot of little arcs between little individual stories, and then it came together. So I wouldn't be surprised if we start seeing that.
How many episodes are in each season? 10?
8. 8.
8? 8. So what I think is interesting is next week, there's 8 in this season. Next week is the halfway point. I happen to think we're going to see Ahsoka at the end, and then the full episode 5 will be about Ahsoka, A, because of Filoni, but B, and they scheduled it this way, it's the day after Thanksgiving, so everyone and their mother is going to be watching it, and they want, that's the episode they want. I mean, everyone and their mother's already watching it, but like on Thanksgiving, everyone's together, and maybe, I mean, this year's a little weird, but if some people may be together in smaller quantities, potentially, or Zooming with family or whatever, and they may be watching... Watch parties, exactly.
Yeah.
Sometimes I really do forget. I'm not really going out very much, but I'm like, Thanksgiving! And then I'm like, wait, many people are probably not having the Thanksgiving they normally have.
My family just straight up canceled it. We're like, we'll do it later. If stuff picks up.
That's what a lot of people are doing.
Yeah.
But that's what I think is going to happen. I think the end of episode 4... Or at least we'll see where she is or something, and then episode 5 will just be Ahsoka Town.
Directly into her. For sure. 5. And I don't know, and I'm surprised we haven't seen some from the first season, like Cara Dune, yet. You know, she was in her and Grief were in marketing campaigns a lot, and we still haven't seen them.
You know, I don't think we talked about this much. I don't always like to bring up kind of like controversial stuff like this, but she did make some kind of like controversial, I can't say that word right now, statements. About the transgender community. So I don't know if they had already filmed her stuff and she's going to be in it, or if maybe they took some stuff out. I have no idea, but I do know that happened and there were people who were not happy about it, nor should they have been. Her comments were dumb. But just a thought, she'll probably show up later. Like you said, I think a lot of the things are going to start to piece together. Like right now he's looking for an answer and he's going to get it. And then maybe he'll, you know, team back up with his squad.
And I think there's a question of the child's kind. They say get him back to his kind. Do they mean the Jedi or his race?
I think they do. Like, every time they've mentioned it,
he's asked for the Jedi.
But what does he think?
Yeah. I don't know. He does keep asking for the Jedi, okay. I will say. He has asked, specifically. He said, I need Jedi. The other thing I was going to ask you, Nate, because... All right, all of you are Star Wars people. Mm-hmm. Do you think that Sabine Wren is going to show up?
Yes. I really hope so.
I don't know if it'll be this year, but I could see setting up for a future season just because her and Ahsoka, spoilers for Rebels, went off together at the end of Rebels.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, they live together.
And Bo-Katan is her aunt.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, because I really, I believe if I remember, someone, I don't remember who it was, one of the actors on the show posted a picture of Sabine's helmet on their Instagram, like, months and months and months ago. Mm. And nobody has been confirmed for Sabine. I know Sabine, like, she's a cool character, not as cool as Ahsoka, but it would be really cool if they did, if they had Sabine this season, and she was one of those surprises that,
and I mean,
nobody, they just
she had the Darksaber for a little while too, so there's another connection yeah. there. Mm-hmm. And then I wonder, yeah.
she's gotta be
even
in
if
it,
they're not
sure.
in it, if we'll hear more about Ezra and Thrawn, just sure. because he,
I think people would probably murder somebody with a Darksaber to see
yes.
Thrawn.
Yes,
I know a particular person, someone maybe named Anchor, who would go ballistic if we saw Thrawn in live action.
Yeah. My brother loves Thrawn. I think Thrawn is his favorite villain. Yeah. We met Ian McDiarmid, and he said that, you know, the Emperor was his favorite villain. But I think now Thrawn might be his favorite villain.
Yeah, I remember reading the original Now Legends Thrawn books, you know, back in the day.
Yes, I think that's what he's read.
Mm-hmm. I need to read the new yeah, ones, so. Too. But I've got them. Just haven't had time to read them yet.
Yeah. But yeah, I think it'll be really fun to see how they continue to like tie all of the stories together. I've mentioned this every time we talk about Star Wars, but my boss, who I'm very fond of, he is a huge Star Wars guy. He like cries at Star Wars. Like his favorite character is R2-D2 because they have a connection. I don't know, but he's really into it. And we were talking the other day, and I said, wouldn't it be wild if they did like what they did at the end of Rogue One, where they like seamlessly ended the movie and then it just picked up where Episode 4 started. And I said, wouldn't it be wild if like they ended, I don't know what planet they started. My God, what's episode?
The Force Awakens?
Force Awakens, thank you. I don't know where they started that movie on, but like, wouldn't it be wild if like they ended Mandalorian like right there and then like Jakku, in the distance, oh yes, Jakku, thank you, and then like as the show ends you see like the First Order like coming down. Wouldn't that be
I mean,
wild?
They'd have
be
to
great.
Cover a lot of time.
Well it, yeah, listen, like if this show keeps being written well, and if this show is written well and they do it right and it keeps getting all these award noms, it'll last for 7,000 years.
Could, because yeah, this is this the events of Mandalorian happen
4 years after. Yeah.
Like, right
4
after.
Years after.
Yeah.
Year, just a couple years after
well,
the fall.
It's a pipe dream. So, but it would still be really cool
like
if they 20 could
years
off.
To cover. So we got a lot of space to work with.
I also find it funny that we've kind of forgotten that Boba Fett showed up at the end of Episode 1.
I think
well,
they
did we
did
talk
purpose.
About it, though.
But, like, it's, you know, like, he shows up, and now we've had 2 episodes. We hear nothing from him. Where is he going to pop up again?
Some people think that he's just, that was it.
Nah,
no, they focus too much on the armor.
I'm a little worried that that is.
Where'd the armor? We'll see. Does Mandalorian still have it?
I would assume
so. Still on his thing.
Unless it got fallen. Unless it, with his little bit of a rough landing on the planet, the water planet.
Just a little bit of a rough landing.
It's still
there. Or the spiders ate it?
Well,
I'm assuming he still has it.
The spiders can go right.
And I wouldn't be surprised if we see the Marshal again. Just because of the actor they have.
I would agree.
Maybe.
Maybe. But. Especially because What's Her Face came back too.
Right.
I only associate her with Princess Carolyn from BoJack. I forgot what her. Amy Sudeikis, right? Is that her name?
Oh, yeah,
Sedaris.
Amy Sedaris. Yeah. We saw her. But, like, thinking. Again, thinking about last season, we see Cara Dune in that 4th episode.
Now
and then
I can
not
never
again until the end.
Unsee that rat. I just.
That she's Princess. Every time she talks, I'm like, "This is just
Princess
Carolyn speaking
it's
to me in a Star Wars
her
show."
Personality and everything. you screwed me over.
Everybody, please stop what you're doing and go watch BoJack Horseman immediately.
It's
like, let's actually
the
finish
worst,
the podcast
show.
And then go watch BoJack Horseman. It's a great show. Anyway, Mandalorian's great. I'm looking forward to tomorrow's episode.
Oh yeah,
looking forward to next week's episode because Ahsoka. And I think that's it.
That is it for the night. We got no more topics to talk about. Looking forward to Mandalorian tomorrow.
We went a little bit longer than I was even expecting. We kind of a little long-winded on the crash on the bricks, but it was good. I think we had a good discussion.
I think that dark gave a very good account, seriously, because now people can reference this and say, hey, this is where it started. Raph, Mr. Raph Dark is the one who discovered this. Mr. Dark Raph. Nah, I don't know. We'll figure it out together. I'll DM you.
We'll work on that.
If you like this podcast, then make sure you visit MewhornGaming.com's about page to find more content creators. If you're looking for some meal swag, you can check out our store page on the website. And if you would like, you can follow us on Facebook, leave us a review on iTunes, and you can follow us all on Twitter. And remember, when in doubt,
blow it up! Boom, 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 bo